This is Corolla Digital.
Hi, I'm Larry Miller, but in a way, aren't we all? And this week, on This Week with Larry Miller, never mind pop tops, never mind twist off caps, I tell you how I used to open my dad's beer cans with a church key. Did I ever take any for me? What do you think? Listen for free through iTunes or visit LarryMillerPodcast.com. We'll see you here.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat O'Brien. Either your grandfather, your father, or you grew up with me doing sports for the last 30 years, plus all the entertainment and pop culture things that I did, all those red carpets for you out there. Now, we're putting all that in a podcast, The Pat O'Brien Show. Go to iTunes and find it. Go to thepatobrienshow.com. We're here. We work for you on The Pat O'Brien Show. Thanks.
Now, it's time for this week's CarCast with your host, Adam Carolla, and moderator, Matt DeAndrea.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate, get it on. I'm Adam Carolla, and we headed out to CES to talk about cars. We're going to bring you that in just one second. Let me explain why you should really enjoy the hell out of this show. We missed our flight, and we had to drive home. So appreciate the calories burnt, bringing you the best in automotive podcasting. And speaking of the best, how about Squarespace.com? All in one platform that makes it fast and easy. You can create your own website. You need a website, right? You got a car? You got a cool car? Your car needs a website. Beautiful designs and style options. You can create unique websites for your business. And like I said, maybe just your family, your dog. Who knows? People want to catch up. They want to see a professional. You have to have an online presence out there. It's easy to use. But if you need some help, they have amazing support. 100 employees, 24/7, or as we like to say, 25/10. Because I round up. And it starts at just $8 a month. That includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So you can get a free trial. No credit card required. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Use the offer code CAR1. C-A-R-1. That's CAR and the number one. You get 10% off your first purchase. And show your support for CarCast. We love you. You love us. It's symbiotic, baby. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. And enough about them. Let's get on to us at this year's CES in Vegas. Julius Marchwicki is with us. I will give you his... lengthy title, Connected Services Product Manager at Ford Motor Company. And we're going to geek out a little bit on some of the Ford technology, and you guys can enjoy. Thank you to the Husky gents who brought the Mangria stashed. Oh, there they are.
Hello.
Sorry, I meant Husky in a super insulting
thirsty.
Way.
Thirsty. They've got Mangria.
Thirsty, Husky.
The most
friends.
Positive way.
That's right. I guess we should sit down. Right behind us is the 2015 Ford Mustang.
This is a 2015, the 50th anniversary of Mustang. It's a pretty car. It's really gorgeous.
It is.
I'm driving it out of here.
It is really nice. Let me say this. I know that car companies get mad when you go, oh, it has a look of a whatever. But if you say that about a car that costs twice as much, then it's not an
then
insult.
It's a compliment, right?
You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm looking at the side of the door, and I'm looking at the door handles, and it's Audi-esque.
Right.
But Audis cost twice as much, so that's not a slap in the face of Ford.
So you can say the front is a little Aston Martin
The front looks like
the front is distinctively Bugatti Veyron.
The front is distinctively Mustang. Yes.
Yes. It's very sleek. It's very nice, and I'm thankful that they moved the antenna from the front right quarter panel, the front right fender, to either in the windshield or to the back of the car. I'm not sure.
This one's a prototype.
This is
a prototype.
You
never know where the antenna is going to go.
It might not have one.
Right.
We don't know.
I'm kind of excited about it having a turbocharged four-cylinder as an option, because I was a fan of the SVO Turbo 4 that they had.
I like the SVO as well.
86?
Maybe 86 or something like that. Yeah. I like the asymmetrical air scoop that was in the front hood.
Yeah.
It was the hood scoop that was off to the side. No shaker scoop
it's
for that.
It's all before my time. All of that is before my time.
Yes, you're just a
wee lad. A wee lad.
Yeah, I would bet you that Mustang had a 2.3 that was good for about 185, maybe 182 horsepower. The new 2.3, according to Julius, is going to have 300 horsepower.
A little bit over 300 horsepower. No official numbers yet, but it's going to be around that region.
Yeah, he said you weren't allowed to say that anyway.
I forgot that part. I was taking a hit off my beer when he said that.
That's
my ears close. Here's what happens to me. You know when a shark bites, their eyes roll back? When I take a hit off a beer, my ears close. It's great. I hope my son has that ability as well. Yeah, well, either way, let's just say almost 100 horsepower or over 100 horsepower a liter is pretty damn healthy on a drive-it-everyday basis. That used to be F1 car
right,
material.
And of course, it's a Mustang, so it's going to be one of the most aftermarket-tuned cars out there. You're going to have a four-cylinder turbo that's just going to be crazy fast. It's going to be fun.
You know, I'm really excited. I have the 5-liter 2014 Mustang, and so I'm really excited to get behind the wheel of the 2015 and drive it myself.
Yeah, I have, which Adam loves, I have a 1993 Mustang Cobra. There's got to be somebody that appreciates that car other than me.
I'm a fan. I like the Cobra.
A Mustang guy. Here you
go.
Yeah.
Here's how much my partner enjoys Mustangs. He has a 93 Mustang. Now, the Fox body, I'm guessing they made 200 million units of that car.
A day.
You got yours from Pennsylvania, right?
New York.
Okay. Either way, you live in Southern California. Yes. There are probably several hundred thousand of those things stacked up in your neighborhood, and yet you want 3,000 miles away to get yours.
Yeah, I did. And I had to wait months and months to get it. But my Cobra, they only made less than 5,000.
Oh, okay. So that is that is very small
badge. It's really nice.
It's a collectible now.
It's trick. It's awesome.
It's the worst one I could buy, and I bought.
Yes. But when you're done with it.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be, and again, pretty small numbers for Mustangs, way under under 10,000, pretty nice.
Yeah.
Julius, so what do you do on a day-to-day basis for Ford?
That's a great question. Some days I don't even know. I sit up here with you guys and you know.
His boss just asked him the same thing. He's just like, Julius, what is it that you do here?
What do you do here? What exactly do you do here? Well, Adam, actually, I am responsible for all of our third-party app integration inside of our vehicles. So this brand-new 2015 Mustang is actually launching with a new version of our product. It's called AppLink. That's the name right up there.
Ah, there it is,
AppLink.
Yeah.
And it is technology that lets applications that are on your Android or your iPhone connect into your vehicle so you can use them hands-free, voice-activated, inside of the car.
Oh, I thought it was an Apple smoked sausage. I'm so disappointed right now. When I hear AppLink, I just get hungry. We were, I have to apologize because we were trapped at the Burbank airport for 4 hours.
Of all the airports, I don't know how you get trapped at Burbank.
Yes.
It's the only one that usually has perfect weather all the time.
I must have stared at that dude leaning against that paddle. Oh, no, that was Amelia Earhart, and that was a propeller. I'm sorry. I got confused. Either way, I must have stared at her statue for, well, it was 4 hours straight.
I'm not going to lie to you. We had beer for breakfast.
And lunch, actually, if you do the math.
I had beer for dinner last night. So,
we're all in the
We've covered
even
all
playing
the meals.
Field here. If only we had some of that Applewood smoked sausage you were just talking about. That would be awesome now. Scrambled up with some eggs. So cars are basically just turning into computers and phones and everything else. Like, I mean, it used to be, I guess, you get a car and then you'd put an alarm on your car and then you'd put a phone in your car and then you'd put a nav system in your car. Yeah. And then you put a cat back system after that. But now your car comes with the alarm. It comes with the nav. It comes
has all
with
of
the
it.
Phone. It comes
and
with
keyless
the...
entry. Remember when you used to have to add that to a car? Keyless entry?
We're driving around in an SUV the other day, and we don't have to close the trunk. It does it by itself.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. some of these new escapes, I don't know if you've seen these escapes, they have foot-activated
lift
gates.
I've seen the commercial where the chick kicks the bumper, and it's just pow.
I just thought she was just angry at the thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
I do know. I it's weird because when there's certain things I don't need. Like, I don't need the rain-sensing windshield wiper. I can do the math.
You can sense
on when
rain
it's raining
yourself.
Or not. I've never been confused about rain. Every once in a while, I get drunk and wander into some sprinklers. But other than that, I've never been confused. And I've never been driving and went, man, it's really pouring outside. I wish I had the energy to lift my left hand and turn that knob. I just don't have it in me. I guess I'll just drive straight on through to San Francisco without initiating the wipers. That I don't need. But the thing where you do the foot thing with the hatch, that I've had. Because I've had, like, both my kids in a headlock and had a bottle of wine between my legs and not been able to get into the car using my hands.
Yeah, I'm just kind of the opposite because I drove one of the press cars that we had the other day, and as I was driving home, it got dark and the lights didn't come on automatically. I was so irritated.
You're devastated.
Like, how do I get the lights to come on?
And confused.
Just, yeah, somebody didn't leave it on auto.
Yeah.
Auto was the feature, but it wasn't left there.
Well, I kind of feel like
I was going to return the car.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when people turn the lights from auto to off.
Right?
They turn. It says auto. They will turn off.
Yes. What? Yeah. What would be? And also, I'll give you a worst case scenario. You're driving from the Ventura Freeway to PCH along Canaan Road. And you have to pass through that tunnel for 80 feet, and your lights kick on for 3.5 seconds. Devastated? Like, what's the situation? What could it hurt?
If the lights don't come on, I will stop right in the middle of that tunnel.
Yes.
It's too dangerous to go out without lights.
You know, in Pennsylvania, they have the signs that say, remove your sunglasses before you go into the tunnel.
Really?
Just in case you can't see. You know, we want you to take your sunglasses off. We're going to remind you when you drive through this tunnel that is 30 feet long,
right,
it's going to be dark inside.
By the way, is there another sign at the end of the tunnel that says, "Num nuts, put your sunglasses back on"?
The sun is coming. It's approaching.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I thought we were stupid in Los Angeles because the freeway clearance signs, all the freeway clearance signs that say like 15 feet have 15 and then a dash and then a zero and then the sign for inches. And I always thought you had me at 15 feet. Like, I never was curious about how many inches. If you just say 15 feet, like if a guy says, "Julius, you're 6 foot tall."
Yeah, I wish I was 6 foot tall.
Well, let's just make you six foot.
Let's put you in stripper wedgies. We're in Vegas.
Let's round up. If you said you're 6 foot tall, I wouldn't wait for you to say, "And how many inches?" This is more time wasted. If you took all the money Pennsylvania wastes on the put your sunglasses off or take your sunglasses and do something with them, and all the money that they waste in Los Angeles with that .0, which they have here in Vegas. I was leaving the airport and saw the 13-foot zero.
Is there ever one that's point something?
Yes. They have them.
Okay.
They have those.
You could have dug that hole for the sign 4 inches forward or back to just round it off. But
I think we just get one sign. That's right. mean, I don't know what size trucks are, but if you're cutting it that close, maybe you should stay at the port.
Shouldn't be on the road. Yeah. Shouldn't be on the road. Sure.
So I'm sorry. So let's get back to the sausage, just smoky link.
Right.
I love those things so much.
Let's get back to that. Sure.
What can we do inside our cars now? We can listen to my podcast. We can.
Yes, we can, in fact. Yeah, we can listen to your podcast. There's the TuneIn application is a great example. 100,000 stations, live stations streaming from all over the world, all voice activated when you bring the application into your car, just straight off your phone.
So let's just say I'm from Australia, and I love Australian rules football, and I got a team back there in Perth. Is that a city in Australia? And I want to keep up with them. I could listen to my local Perth station in my new Ford Mustang or Focus or what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You literally just download the app on your phone, on your Android or your iPhone, and then you connect it to the car.
And it just connects via Bluetooth, like you said before, right? You just put it in, it connects, and then... Now, the new version of AppLink that you're using, there's a new interface. I understand there's maybe better menus or something.
Yeah, we've made it simpler to use. You know, we've since 1993, we've been doing some improvements. If you remember, the old radios had those like green. They had like the green British. We call them British flag displays.
Sure.
Because all the letters are bad. So we've upgraded. We have color screens now inside of our vehicles. So we've made some improvements to how things look inside of the car. So it's just a little bit easier to use, more intuitive voice commands. So you can ask for Perth, Australia on your TuneIn app from the vehicle and make life a little bit easier
now,
for you.
Tell me about some of the performance apps that are in cars like the Mustang and what can we do with those?
Yeah, great question. You know, I'll mention two things. So with the Mustang, the cluster has a track apps feature. And,
Gauge cluster, not the cluster F. A lot of you guys are thinking about
the cluster where the speedometer and the tachometer is it now. There's a color screen in there where you can for track use only. You can measure your performance. The car will tell you your 0 to 60, your 0 to 100, your 100 to 0 braking.
G-force.
You get a little like an accelerometer in there. You can see your left, right, forward, and back. Your slip pad.
It's really unbelievable. As I say all the time, I have an Aston Martin DB9 from
2005.
Does not have half the technology, and when I say half, I mean a tenth the technology of a Ford Focus.
Right.
Which
and actually, as
makes
much as I love
sad
that car,
as a DB9
technology
owner.
Does have doesn't work.
Well, that's true. Nothing works. But if it did work, like if the battery wasn't dead right now, it still would not have one-eighth of the technology that a Ford Fiesta has.
Yeah.
The Fiesta, or Festiva. I can't remember which one.
The Fiesta
one
ST
making.
Has those great Recaro seats.
Oh,
pretty much the same ones that are in your
Recaro
Aston Martin.
Seats? Yeah. No. All I know is the battery's under one of the seats because I have to go at it every time with the jumper cables.
But it's an Aston Martin, so you have that going for you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is in the Aston Martin Racing Green. Do not confuse that with the British Racing Green. It's a completely different green, people. You little people wouldn't know the difference in the greens, but I'm a Hugh person, I know. So Matt was also saying that the 2015 Mustang was going to have launch control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Launch control. The GT500 has it now, and I don't know if all the Mustangs do, but I know the 2015 will.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on the Mustang, but the launch control feature is going to help you get that better track use only. 0 to 60 time. Yeah,
I wish I had lunch control because I had three beers for lunch.
That's right.
And no solid foods whatsoever.
I'm surprised you actually heard me say the car had launch control. I must have got you in between.
My ears reopen as the arm comes down, the ear flaps.
I was
open
waiting again. And I heard launch control. Awesome.
No, listen, I tune out most of what you say, but when you say that the Mustang had launch control, I was like, a Mustang with launch control? Yeah. And then I said, well, wait a minute, doesn't doesn't have paddle shift? And he said, no, and in the manual,
yeah,
it has a launch
stick.
Control. And I said, what kind of utopia are we creating for our children here?
This is
unbelievable.
I'll teach you how to use it. I'll show you how.
Cars with launch and lunch control. It's
lunch control is what I'd
that
really
would be
like.
Awesome.
Little cheese that you could eat with a stick. When did it become so delightful to put a piece of wood into either ice cream or processed cheese? But I don't know why.
Yeah.
That carnation ice cream thing you get at the ball game, that would be a dud at home, but they give you a plank. They give you a wood shingle to stuff into it, and all of a sudden it's delightful. And that weird processed cheese is bad too, but if you can put a shingle into it, it's awesome.
It has that red plastic stick, you know that.
Yeah. Oh, they're. Oh, yeah. I like the wood.
I prefer the paddle.
I'm a cedar man myself.
I don't think you can get cheese with wood anymore. I think it's.
Oh,
plastic
really?
Only.
But when you go to the ball game, you can get the wooden, the one that tacos, the one that snaps in the middle eventually, because the thing comes. The thing is flash frozen with liquid nitrogen, and then they give you that piece of balsa wood that's a 16th of an inch thick, and you try to chip away at it, and it just snaps off in your hands. You have to lick it.
Got to start scratching at it.
Yeah.
Every airline flight has that ice cream, too. You know, you pull off the layer, and you're like,
where's
the ice cream? Oh, wait, no, it's
we
the
don't know what airline you've been flying. You must have been going Virgin Atlantic. Southwest, we got water.
They gave us, like, ice cubes and leftover peanuts. Like, it was...
From the other airline?
No, they didn't even give us cups. They just put it into our mouths like birds.
Thank you for waiting 3 hours for your flight. It'll only be 30 minutes before your pilot gets here, and we'll give you water. That's what they said.
And they did that cop-out move, too, where they go like, well, there's a little bit of turbulence, so we've had our flight attendants stay buckled in, and we only have time. If you only have time for one beverage, I think we know what that beverage should be, right? It should be beer or above. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It shouldn't just be tap water. We got plenty of time for tap water.
In the hierarchy of drinks, yes.
Yes, if you only have time for one drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you only have time for one meal, it shouldn't be salad. You know what I'm saying? It should just be straight pot roast.
Deep-fried steak.
Yeah, we got the pretzels, we got the honey-roasted peanuts, and we got the tap water, which is good. I probably needed it at that point. I'd spent too much time at the bar. And here's how much time we spent at the airport bar in Burbank. And by the way, those of you who judge a man because he has a beer, you know, before 8 a.m., I will ask you to leave right now, respectively, because I respectfully don't want to see you after this. Started a tab with the credit card, closed the tab, and then reopened it with the same credit card. That's all before noon, everybody.
That was before 10:30.
What are you going to do? We were socked in. I've lived in the San Fernando Valley my entire life. I've never seen fog. I've seen smog, but I've never seen fog before.
Now, when people walk by, though, I told them it was apple juice.
Yeah.
It's apple juice. With
he's a Martinelli's man. That's right.
I always called it wheat and barley juice in college. You know, when the RAs came by, you were like, "Oh, it's barley juice."
Yes, I think they have herbal cigarettes as well. There's another name for those. So, where were we? Apple Link. That's right. The App Link.
Yeah.
The App Link.
So going back to that, you were talking about performance, kind of the performance tracking.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things we introduced with the new version of App Link that's going to be launching in the 2015 Mustang is the ability for apps to get vehicle data from the car. So we'll be able to monitor or we'll be able to, a developer can actually create applications that use vehicle speed or location or, you know, fuel efficiency, fuel economy. So we can actually create new types of applications based on the data that's coming from the car.
So, and for us computer programming nerds that are out there, I can start creating iPhone apps or Android apps that will work with this. So in a sense that I can essentially build like a mobile data logger, which for the race car guys, data logging is a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be able to drive the car around and get that information directly from the car.
Yes, yeah. So, and you can do that right now. You can go to developer.ford.com, download the SDK for your Android or iPhone, and start creating apps right now.
I kind of feel like I want to do that now and then get it to connect via Bluetooth to cars that are next to me on the freeway so I can,
you know,
electric power steering. I want you to turn to the right. I want you to get out of the way. Maybe you should use your signal.
Oh.
Slow down, speed up. If I can control other people's cars.
You know, they laughed at me when I was talking about my pop apocalyptic look at the future called Navageddon, where the... where the car's navigation system drove us all into Snake River Canyon or possibly some gorge, maybe even the Grand Canyon. But this is kind of interesting. I am ashamed and proud to say I was driving my wife's Audi and it applied the brake for me.
Yeah,
I'm that big a douche as a driver. I drive that closely to other cars at that great a speed that the car had seen enough. The car had won. I don't care what time you're supposed to be in Irvine. You're not going to plow this family in front of you with the stick pictures of all of them in the back of the van. So I will apply the brake for you. It literally took the brake out of my foot and went, well, actually, it wasn't in my foot. My foot was resting comfortably.
Just kind of off to the side.
Comfortably
off to the side.
On the gas pedal.
Yes. Yes. And it took it away and it applied it for me.
When it first happened, did you think it was awesome or did you think the car was misfiring? Were you angry? Were you angry like this car is broken and I just got it?
No, I realized it does what my dad has been doing for years when I drive him around, which is applying an imaginary brake.
Yeah.
My dad thinks he has a brake on the sheet metal of the floor.
The passenger side.
He thinks he's driving in England. And he doesn't move his hands, but I can see his foot, God bless him, pushing down on the sheet metal on the passenger side.
Does he try to hide it? Does he try to...
He does a heel toe move.
Oh, that's awesome.
He'll blip the throttle and then put a little. Yes.
Does he try to downshift too with his left foot? He's doing the clutch thing as well.
It's unclear what's going on, but the car did what my dad has been doing for years.
What's great is nowadays when your kids get out of the car seat and start riding shotgun with you, they're going to be phantom downshifting paddle shifters from the passenger seat. They're going to be dead.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of hitting the brake, they're going to be downshifting for you with fake paddles.
Well, it is. It's only a matter of time, and I guess might as well talk a little safety while we're here, because I imagine I was in control of the vehicle, but it thought I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
And I realize, you know, there's a lot, you know, it started off with anti-lock brakes or airbags. And, well, actually, one of the earlier ones, I think it was 86, they put the third brake light up there.
Yeah.
And it just something as simple as putting that third brake light up above the two lowered ones stopped rear-end collisions by, like, 71% or something, like literally just putting 50 cents worth of light up around the top stopped rear end collisions.
It kind of speaks to how effective brake lights were to begin with, I guess. The right and left, they're useless if you don't have the third.
Yeah. Right.
And nowadays there are so many sensors in our vehicles, right? We know, for example, when you're backing out, right? I love the backing out thing. It'll beep at you if there's something.
Let me tell you about a possible downside to the backing out beeper. I was leaving my home at about 6:45 in the morning 2 weeks ago. I was working on a TV show, had to be down around LAX at 7:30 in the morning. So when I was leaving, I jumped in my car and the windows were completely fogged over. And I was doing a radio interview. So I was on my cell phone. I was being interviewed by, Boomer and Floor Wax in the morning. And I was starting to back out, and as I was starting to back out, I was getting the and I reached up and hit the button to silence it so I could continue my interview in peace, and then I backed into my wife's car. By the way, that Audi should not only come with a self-braking system,
it should,
start
to
get the
back.
Hell out of the way system, too. If you're going to have the braking, why not have the one where you get out of the way
right.
of the bumper that's coming at you?
Yeah.
But thank God I was holding a huge mug of coffee that I dumped all over my chest.
It sounds like you should have started that interview a little bit earlier.
Like I should have.
A little bit earlier.
I don't get me going on technology, Julius. I need you to come by my house. I've lived in bought three houses in the Los Angeles area, and I am 0-for-3 in cell phones working inside of my house. So I can do no interviews where I talk on my cell phone and then get into my car and continue the interview because I can't start them in my house. But do not worry. There's something called a cell phone booster that I'm convinced it's just a piece of styrofoam with a red light that blinks on it that you plug in. Because I stand next to that thing. I lean against
it. Doesn't do it.
I push my other ear up against it, and I get 0 bars.
No.
How does this work?
It doesn't.
Does anyone, you guys are all geeks and nerds here, right?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Did you plug it into your internet at home? I think it needs the internet.
I was told.
Did you wind it up?
I was told that it needed my mom's maiden name and a sperm sample and everything else to be activated.
Sure.
It got every one of the above, and it still did nothing. And then I was told it was in the wrong place, so it got moved away from other electronics. By the way, I'm not telling you electronics people how to conduct your business, but if your electronics don't work when they're next to other electronics, maybe you're not doing a good job, because oftentimes the electronics will be together, hence the VCR and the DVD player and the stereo. You know, it's not like, well, I got the DVD player in the attic and I got the receiver buried out in the backyard. They're oftentimes in the same closet. So go ahead and feel free to make them compatible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have that problem at the gym where every time I listen to music on my cell phone, the treadmill thinks my heart rate is 395.
Yes.
Which I don't think that's safe at all.
I don't know if your heart could do that. Or my heart can't do it either, but
no.
I think it would be really bad.
Same. Yeah,
so, you know, on the safety issue you're talking about, hands-free is the big thing. So I was on the phone like a couple of months ago. In California is a big thing now. Tickets for talking on your cell phone. The guy pulled me over. First thing he asked was, is it an emergency? I'm like, well, yes. I'm talking to my mom. If I don't call her back, I'm in big trouble. That's an emergency. And you get a ticket for that. So I know that that the AppLink, well, maybe not AppLink, but the Ford Sync has, I guess, better voice recognition now. What are you guys doing with that? It's got to be a big thing. It's got to be easy to do.
Yeah, so one of the things, and Adam was talking about the fact that he doesn't have cell phone service at his house. It sounds like house number 4 is in order. But if you did have cell phone service...
That'll be wife number 2.
If you did have cell phone service inside your house, you could start the interview, and as long as your phone is paired with the sync system, you can get in the car on the phone, turn the vehicle on, and the call will seamlessly transfer into the car for you. So you can keep your phone conversation going.
See, I need the hands-free system because sometimes I'll have the Starbucks and the In-N-Out, and I won't have an extra hand to work that phone. You know what I'm saying?
That's where the liftgate kicker comes
in. That's where
in
the liftgate kicker
so
comes
put your,
in.
Put your In-N-Out in the back.
Yeah, so you can take it from the house, provided you lived in a house where your cell phone worked, and walk it right out into the car, and then it'd be through the speakers in the car?
Through the speakers. We have a microphone inside the vehicle. It's all tuned to that vehicle, so crystal clear call quality on the other end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you're driving, except for when the rear seat, the rear sensor for the parking is telling you that it's,
speaking
you're going to run into a car.
Speakers and technology, I'm going to drop a bomb on you.
Uh-oh.
This may be the next big... By the way, this could be the biggest thing since the Model T coming along for Ford right here.
I'm listening.
I got one word for you, my friend. Karaoke. That is a hands-free microphone. That is Donna Summer's blasting. None of the lyrics up up on the heads-up display. Heads-up display, lyric scrolling, party started.
No joke, Adam. We have a prototype of that. No,
damn it!
No joke. We've been
scooped on karaoke.
Is Liz here? I don't see her. But yeah, no, we've been talking about that for a long time. It's not going to production, but it was just a,
Let's
idea.
Let's not forget whose idea it was. That's all
done,
I'm saying.
Done.
But it has to be able to record, so when Adam gets to his destination, he can email that file to everybody at his studio.
Yeah, we have the technology to record your voice inside of the car. So if you're a developer, you can use one of our APIs to actually get the microphone audio from the vehicle, and you can save that, send it to your family and friends. You can hear how bad you're singing inside
the
car.
Well, like I said, the heads-up display scrolling across the bottom of the windshield, or possibly in the cluster.
That would be, you know, scrolling text is bad inside of the car. Very distracting. No.
Again, this is only for track day applications.
Track only.
This is off-road only. Applications only. But I'm still in love with my karaoke, mainly just to annoy my kids, because my daughter's got her, you know, MacBook, whatever, and she's listening to Katy Perry
driving Daddy insane.
And it's, you know, high time. You know, I fought back with a little Gordon Lightfoot. You know what I mean? Some of the classics.
I heard her say, "Daddy, I want Mommy to be Katy Perry."
You know what my answer was? Me too. That's I said, absolutely.
You and me both.
I had a very L.A. conversation with my daughter. She said, "I wish Mommy could be Katy Perry." And I said, "You know, from your mouth to God's ears." You're reading my mind. And she said, and I got serious with her for a second. It's a very L.A. thing. And I said, well, now, hold on a second. If your mommy, you love your mommy, right? She said, yeah. And I said, well, now, if your mommy was Katy Perry, then you couldn't have your mommy. You can't have two mommies, can you? And she's like, Jordan does. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's got lesbian parents. And then I'm like, well, there goes that argument. I forgot it's 2014 and we live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes. Half the kids she goes to school with have two mommies and the other half have two daddies. I forgot all about that. So anyway, I informed my wife. It turns out Katy Perry can be her mom as well.
See, no flaws in your logic whatsoever.
Zero thus far.
Your daughter's a genius.
I just got to get, you know, Katy Perry's people a little difficult to get through, but I feel like if I get to Katy herself, she'd be in love with this idea.
Use the kid to get to Katy Perry. That's what
that's what I will do. All right. So as far as the technology and Ford goes, we have the beautiful Mustang behind us that's due out in a little less than a year, a little more than a year.
Sometime.
This year.
Yeah.
Will the convertible follow sometimes? The coupe comes out, then the convertible,
There's a convertible here. They'll be at the same time. There's a convertible out in the grand lobby here at CES. So you can actually go see the convertible also. Very, very pretty. Very pretty car.
And the rest of the of the lineup, will all the cars possess the same technology? Will that be just sort of across the brand?
Yeah, so a vast majority of our vehicles are equipped with Sync and with AppLink. So it's on all of our models across the board. It just depends on which model you get, depending on the type of system you have. But Sync is pretty ubiquitous across the Ford lineup. It's in nearly all of our vehicles.
And I know the trucks as well.
Yes.
Actually, I think the trucks were sort of ahead of the curve because guys were working out of the trucks and using essentially the cab as an office.
Yeah, we have a number of products like Ford Work Solutions or Crew Chief there's like printers for the car. You know, people are working. You know, you always joke about the F-150. It's the only car big enough to live in, and you can tow your house behind it.
Yeah, I have a 350 dually. So
beautiful car,
which
too.
He drives all the time
with a manual transmission. I hope,
yeah, and a granny gear. How dare you? By the way, if you want to talk about keeping it real, I and my son and my buddy Rob during the Christmas break took the Ford F-350 dually to the Harbor Freight in North Hollywood, California.
Wow.
And bought a 100-foot extension cord so I could use it for my welder. That is about as butch as it gets.
But you sent Rob by himself to go get a Christmas tree in your dually.
That's not a manly thing to do. I went to the YMCA. I picked out a Christmas tree with the help of my twins. And by the help of my twins, I mean, shut up, I got this covered. Who's paying for this? Picked the tree, and then no better vehicle to haul a Christmas tree in than a 350 dually. But that thing, actually, no kidding aside, what's the race trailer? 36 feet?
Yeah, we have a 36-foot trailer. We can sometimes squish two cars in there.
Yes, I can squish a couple cars in there. One is by lifting one of the cars and sliding the nose of the other race car. But the truck actually rides better hauling a 36-foot race trailer that has two cars, all the fuel and all the gear for a weekend in it.
They are I mean, the 350, the entire F-Series family, and those vehicles are just awesome. They are great to drive, and they're super comfortable. They are.
I must say a little tip, which is I took my F-350 dually. I think it came with a 38-gallon tank. There's probably an optional like 42 or 46-gallon or something like that. I just went ahead and added a 50-gallon diesel tank to the back right behind the cab, and literally I think my buddy drove that car from like North Hollywood to like Laredo without pulling over. Like
his thing is he stops not when he needs to. He stops when it's out of gas. And you put like a 1,600-mile range in the truck. So he's probably just dying or peeing in a cup or something. Like, he's just going to go.
We're talking about Les. Yeah, the guy who drove the truck.
Yeah, the guy who's driving that thing, picking up the cars across the country. He'll just keep going until it's out of gas.
Yeah, just a crazy, insane workhorse. And, I mean, hauling a trailer, going up the Grapevine in the middle of July, like, air conditioning blowing, no problemo. If to me, in the bang for your buck department, you just don't do any better than the F-Series. I mean, you know, Mustangs are great, and the Focus is great, and it's all great, but in terms of just the amount of steel you get per dollar, it's unbelievable.
You know, and on the completely opposite end of the spectrum, you know, we have this concept car here. That's a solar-powered plug-in hybrid vehicle that actually charges its battery using the sun, and the thing will move itself to position itself best in the sun, like where the sun is positioned in the sky. The thing will move itself to charge the battery throughout the day, and then you can get in that and drive, you know, with electric power, totally off the grid.
Well, all right. No, hold on a second.
You put like 30 of those in a parking lot, and everybody, they just start clustering around,
they move back and forth. Yeah.
So is it obvious? This is a concept car.
It's a concept car. Yeah.
Right. But theoretically, now if you're going to Costco,
it doesn't work. It only works in an open field.
No, but if like you parked it in your driveway, and let's just say you had a oak tree. And the sun started moving, theoretically the thing could creep forward and get out of the shade.
Yeah, so it positions itself in under this lens. There's this lens that you install at like your home or your office, and then the lens helps concentrate the sun's power.
Oh!
It moves itself under this lens, so that it gets all the concentrated sunlight.
What if you got into that car, the door's automatically locked, you were like, oh man, it's hot, and then there's a giant ant above you laughing, going, how you like me now, bitch? And you'd be like, no. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying it's likely to happen. So you put this lens.
Yeah.
And how big is the lens right now?
It's, well, you can see it. It's behind you. It's like, I don't know. It's.
Oh, I see it over there.
3x3.
So it's like Shaq's contact lens.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
And who's Shaq?
Have you seen Shaq's contact lenses?
I haven't seen them. Manhole covers.
No, I haven't seen them. Incredible. Yeah. They look fine on him, but when you take them out, they're literally manhole covers. So
We're at CES, by the way. Shaq was a good reference.
He is an African-American basketball player.
Happens to be large.
Who happens to be a large, is a man of large stature.
Does he still play basketball?
No, he does Icy Hot commercials. So.
No.
I don't know.
He's with those crappy Buicks over there somewhere. Anyway.
Smallest luxury car, world's largest man.
Yes. The lens that you put over the car would magnify the intensity of the sunlight.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds diabolically simple, but smart. If you're parking your car at work all day, it's just parked at work all day, right?
Yeah. It's crazy to think about how much power the sun has. You know, in like 1 hour, the sun produces more energy than like the earth has used ever.
Oh, let me tell you, I don't want to get preachy, but I have studied this to some degree. Without the sun, we'd all be dead in like 10 years.
Probably sooner.
Huh?
Maybe sooner.
Maybe 7 years. I don't know, but I can tell you this, without the sun, most of what you see here today would not even be here. 60-70% of it wouldn't even be here right now. I mean, Ford would be here, obviously, but many of the other makers and brands would not be here without the sun. It's almost crucial to our existence.
It's almost crucial.
Well, I don't want to overstate it.
Don't overstate it. Yeah.
I'm saying it is, if it was like 1 to 10 of importance of us being here and alive on this earth, it's like a 7, maybe an 8.
It's a hard 7.
It's a hard 7, 7.5, maybe 7.6.
So
almost nothing but Ford and us would be here without the sun. So that it's important, people. And again, I didn't mean to get all serious on you, but we need the sun.
We do. It's very important.
It's pretty important.
And it helps charge your car.
It charges your car.
Yeah.
It makes Brazilian women's butts look fantastic. It really serves, and that's just off the top of my head. I don't know what else it does, but it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Cars and butts. What else?
Everything pretty much falls in between cars and butts, if you really think about it. Sunday morning in Irvine. You want to get out to cars and butts? It's awesome. Seinfeld's going to bring one of his Porsches.
Opening a new store, obviously.
So you put the lens over. I'm looking behind me now.
Yeah.
I've dropped my pages again. Over the solar panel, which is in the roof, it intensifies the sun's power. And all of a sudden, even though it's plug-in, you may not need too much plug-in in.
Yeah, depending on your commute. That I think that car drives somewhere like 20 miles on all electric power, somewhere around there. So it'll charge in 6 to 7 hours on average under the sun.
Uh-huh.
If you have a commute that's under 20 miles, you never have to plug that thing in.
And let me give you, for instance, I'm looking at a boarding school for my kids in Death Valley. It's not the greatest environment, but they pass it along. It's a little less expensive than, you know, Zurich and other places where they have these boarding schools. With that kind of sun, I could actually drive the car and charge the car while I was driving the car.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if it charges while you're driving, but it probably does. Let's just say it probably does. It's 6 to 7 hours on average. So in a place like Death Valley, where there hasn't been a cloud there in 600 years, you'll probably charge it faster in that region.
How do you think the city council of Death Valley got together when they were naming their tourist destination Death Valley? Yeah. Don't you think there was one hand that went up and said, let's call it Happy Valley or Pleasant Valley
Funville,
or just Shelbyville or something? Yeah. Other than something. Hey, I have a crazy idea. Let's not start it with death.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the idea of putting death in the title is a bad idea. Maybe if we just finished it with death.
Valley of Death.
Valley of Death. There you go, Bob. Now let's go to the Quiznos. What?
Right.
That's not been invented yet? Someone should invent a Quiznos. Yes. Have you ever been to Badwater Basin?
I've never been to Badwater Basin. But that doesn't...
Show of hands. Who's been to Badwater Basin?
That's exactly what I thought.
In Death Valley.
One.
I was there.
Two. We got two.
Two. I was there during... There's a third person, but he's melted to his car seat and he can't raise his hand.
His car is finding the sun like a Roomba vacuum.
I shot the pilot for American Top Gear at... we went through Death Valley to Badwater Basin, and I was driving... I believe it was an 86 Firebird.
Nice.
Thank God it was midnight blue. Thank God it was July. Thank God it was 2 in the afternoon. Thank God it had no air.
I hope it had T-tops.
No headliner.
Nice.
Rare that you can fry an egg on the inside of the roof of a car. And it all seemed like craps and giggles, so I'll keep it clean. But that car was 130 degrees. When we got to Badwater Basin and I got out of that car and jumped into the Denali that had been running the air conditioner the whole time, the temp readout, I think I took a picture, it was 132.
After that, it's just three question marks. It doesn't even
display
the temp.
Yeah, no, it says tilt on it, and it just shows a ball of flame and wants to know what you're doing there. Yeah. Yes, but they do all the car testing there in Badwater Basin, and I'm sure at some point this Mustang is going to have to be driven through Badwater Basin.
Yeah, we do a lot of hot water or hot weather testing, cold water testing, hot water testing.
There's a lot of hot water testing.
We throw some hot water on it, see what happens. You know, we want to make sure that the car stays nice.
I kind of feel like, though, you being the tech guy, you don't go to Death Valley to test the car. You kind of sit in front of a 30
he goes to Silicon Valley and has a cocktail is what he does.
Yeah, a computer. Yeah, I sit behind a computer.
You're on the phone with a test driver going, let me know if your fingers stick to the touchscreen when you're out there. Give me a call.
Well, Julius, we never did figure out what you do.
Oh, that's right. That was the first question you asked, and 30 minutes later, here we are.
Yes. So what do you do? Like, what...
What do I do?
Provided you show up, if there's a job waiting for you in Dearborn on Monday...
Yeah.
And you go into the office, what would you do?
I sit, my job, I'm a professional meter. I go to meetings all day, and we try to decide things on other things. No, but seriously, we're responsible for the software that runs on mobile phones and runs in our vehicles that does this AppLink connectivity. So I've got a team of developers, a team of engineers, and they sort of, we all work together to create this technology. We work with these partners. That's kind of the day-to-day. And there's a lot of meetings. We meet a lot.
I'm going to ask a dumb question, but... You know, you guys make cars. This is a CES.
Yeah.
There was a time when cars and consumer electronics didn't commingle because that was something that went on in your den, and this is something that goes on in your driveway. How long has Ford been coming out here?
Well, we've been coming to CES since 2007. So when we launched Sync,
the Pioneer covered wagon days of 2007.
Yes. Yeah, I mean that's when car technology started to really take off. You know, Sync was revolutionary, right? It won countless awards. I'm gonna tout how awesome it is. Countless awards. And then in 2010, we actually did the keynote. We keynoted CES. It was a car company that came and stood on stage and
did
opened up.
Did it go better than Michael Bay's?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Little inside geek humor for you out there, people. Yeah. Yeah.
Our teleprompters worked the whole time.
Yes.
So it was great, and it was we opened up the show. I had the privilege of being on stage to do part of that keynote.
I was in the audience. A young Adam Carolla was in the audience. And,
I saw you there doing the wave, starting a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Hearing Julius not talk about what he did every day, for me, was captivating. I remember being enthralled and saying, one day,
guy.
I want to go to Dearborn and not know what I'm doing. This is going to be awesome. And can you give us any glimpses, without giving away too many secrets,
yep,
into something that Ford is... looking into something something that you may be spearheading, an idea, or what our kids could look forward to 10 years down the road or 5 years from now?
Sure, sure. So we're investigating a lot better ways to integrate your lifestyle. So your connected home, your phone, your vehicle, kind of connecting all of those things together so you have this seamless experience once you come into the car. So there are so many improvements that Ford can make in helping you kind of control your digital life inside of the vehicle, but doing that in a safe manner. So many people want to be connected. You know, we're talking about the distracted driving and those things, and Ford's goal is always to keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road. But we know that consumers are they're using their phones while they're driving. We don't want them to do that. We want to give them the same features that they would have on their phone, but safely from the vehicle.
So for instance, my hobbies are gambling and cockfighting. How would this
this may not help you?
I thought...
Not now, in the future.
Oh, in the future.
We're not there yet.
In the future.
We're not there yet. Right now, all the connectivity revolves around somebody's mobile device. They get in and you use Bluetooth or something to connect to the system. And then I guess the system could essentially use your phone to tether to the internet.
Yeah.
So, at what point do we just have the internet in the car? You don't even need your phone to connect to it? Or is that even...
I get asked that question.
We even need to do that? We could just keep our phones with us, right?
Yeah, yeah. You guys have your phones on you? You probably have your phones on you. Everyone has their phone within, like, reach. You know, the furthest away your phone is when you're sleeping. Like, it's on your nightstand, and you get freaked out when you wake up in the morning. You're like, where's my phone? I can't reach it.
I wake up in the middle of the night and take notes on it and go back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're just... For us, right? Ford's really this brought in strategy, right? A person is connected, so you have all the connectivity you ever want, and it's on your device. So there are certain use cases for bringing connectivity to a vehicle, and I think you'll start to see that. All of our electric vehicles have embedded cellular connections in them, so you can do things like check the status of the battery to see if the vehicle's charging. Check
but
the range.
One could. It happens all the time where we're on the road and somebody wants to show somebody some YouTube something. Ken Block is doing something really cool in a Focus, and we want to show it. And somebody's
while you're driving a Focus,
somebody's got to get their phone out, and someone's laptop doesn't have batteries enough for it, or whatever it is. There will be a screen and a connection, and we will be able to show Ken Block doing donuts in our car.
One day. You can't do that while you're driving, though. There's actually...
No, this is for track use only.
For track use only.
It's off-road.
There's
off-road
actually
only.
A law. The federal government has a law that says no video inside of the car while it's moving. So,
right, but
important.
Tell that to the headrest. I actually, in traffic in Los Angeles, I watch other people's cars. I watch, like, SpongeBob in other people's headrests when I'm in traffic.
Yeah.
It is that pathetic.
Yeah. So, I'm sure in the rear seat use cases, we'll be able to do things like that. We'll have the connectivity, the movies or the YouTubes, whatever else is out there, for the back seat. That'll happen, I'm sure. We're not quite there yet as Ford, but we do offer rear seat entertainment. You can plug in a DVD or, for people that still have that. But, rear seat entertainment's one of those tough questions because everyone's got a tablet. Everyone's got a phone. Just, pull that out and look at that.
Well, being able to just start to connect your car through your mobile device, I can sit in my place and I don't want to walk the 10 feet to turn on the air. I can turn on the air ahead of time, start the car.
Yeah, so our electric vehicles have that, preconditioning thing. If you're going to drive, you can, turn on the AC or the heat while it's still plugged in so you're not wasting the battery when you start driving.
That's what I want. Oh, I got to tell you, I know there's people listening all over the country, and it's a little cold. I heard some sort of polar vortex or something, but La Cañada this morning?
Oh.
That was 51 degrees when I left the house.
Brutal.
Oh, and my buns hit that seat. I mean, you know, leather can really conduct the cold, and it yeah. and I wear jeans, but I rarely wear underpants, and so it just cut to the quick, man.
Yeah.
I really, if that thing had been preheated, I'd be in a much better mood about now, and I'd like to think we would have made our flight.
Thank God you have heat seaters in your L.A. car.
You know, they were saying something in Minnesota, it was colder than it was on Mars or something like that. This polar vortex just kicked, you know, froze everything.
I drove a Range Rover the other day, and I put the steering wheel heater on. I just wanted to feel my warm hand.
Yeah, and it was 52 outside, and you were, freezing cold. Yeah, like, when I left Dearborn, it was like 2.
It was 2.
When you know it's cold when you're like, hey, what's the temperature outside? It's 2.
It's
yeah. No, one no digit. Other number that comes
one,
after
only
the
one
two.
Digit.
That's right. I'd like to thank our fine sponsor, TuneIn. These guys have been unbelievable. If you'd like to catch CarCast, by the way, you can do it at TuneIn. You can do it for free.
TuneIn's app radio, which is great because you can get the app on pretty much any mobile device, any tablet, and you can get it in your Ford.
Yeah, and it is free. I don't know what's better than free. It's thousands.
Give me a dollar and I'll...
Literally thousands of stations, but you only really need to hear my nasally drone. And you can do it for free. And again, you put it in your phone, put it in your droid, put it in your whatever, and listen away. No longer will you be at the mercy of the local whoever who you don't want to listen to anymore. Again, I'll give you an example. Let's say I come from Sydney, Australia. And did I already use that one?
You did.
Perth. Yeah,
Perth.
TuneIn features top Corolla content, like my show, and I got a home improvement show. We have our car cast and many other, our fine galaxy of stars on the Corolla network. And you can find them all there on TuneIn. Use the app. Where should you go online if somebody wanted to check that out?
You can go to tunein.com and you can listen right off of your computer, and then you can jump on over to their app page and figure out all the devices that it works on. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Penn Jillette has a show on our network you can
Dr.
listen
Drew.
To.
Good old Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, my wife.
Adam
Lynette,
and Drew.
You can listen to her complain about me on her show.
And then awesome. Adam and Drew show. They complain about all the other shows you work on.
That's right. 40 million monthly active listeners around the world. TuneIn.com. www.tunein.com. All right. I want to thank Ford. I want to thank Julius Marchwicki for coming in. All right, he was already here, so let's
he
give
here.
Him a, give him tepid.
I'm sorry
round
we made you
applause.
Wait 3 hours because of our Burbank fog.
It was an act of God, Julius. We had nothing to do with us.
I'm very happy you're here, though.
We simply waited out the storm, and now we're here. And again, Ford and you guys for coming in, and Julius for being a wonderful guest. Even if he never did tell us what he did for a living after almost an hour of sitting with the man. No.
Check us out online. Check out carcastshow.com.
Yes.
And tons of photos and all of the shows that we got, we put up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/carcastshow.
Thank you. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, and Julius Marchwicki saying, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.